I was sleeping in the rain, unconscious. And good evening, everyone. It's Dr. Jones from Beneath the Grief Ministries to Counseling Service coming with another Let's Talk About. Let us pray. Most kind and gracious Father, we come in Jesus' name. We come saying thank you for the night. Thank you for strength that you give to us. We thank you. We just thank you, Father, for all that you have done for us. We ask you that you forgive us of our sins. And we thank you for strength. We're just thanking you, Father, for the day, for the wake up. We're thanking you. Nursing homes, hospitals, Jesus, those that need a touch from you, Father, may you visit them. May you comfort them. Those that are grieving on today, Father, may you comfort them. We thank you. So we're just thanking you, Jesus, for it all. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen, amen. Hopefully everybody's having a good evening and good evening. You know, then you're going to be saying good night too. And now this podcast is entitled Grief and Pets. And of course, somebody, you know, might be wondering, well, what she got to say about grief and pets? Well, did you know that pets grieve too? As you know, as I talk about the issues of grief and grief that affects different days, every day of our lives, there's something in our lives that affects us and it grieves us and bothers us. So there's the grief. Then I talk about coaching. Then I talk about the narcissist. And then I talk about faith-based issues. And so tonight, the grief in pets. Now, talking about the grief in pets that, you know, many will have comments on facts that they don't like pets. And that's okay. It's okay not to like the pet and, you know, not to want one. That's okay, too. But to have an awareness, to be sensitive to the fact that pets do grieve. And you might even hear somebody say they don't even care that a pet grieves. But they do. And I want to say, I want to use a scripture, Psalms 147 and 9. He giveth to the beast his food, and to the young ravens which cry. That says something to the fact that the Lord, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that there is a concern about pets, whether we want to believe it or not. But there's a concern about them. And being that there's a concern about them by God, well, pets grieve too. Know that too. Just like people grieve, pets grieve too. And having an awareness, more of a respect, I say, for the pets and loved ones, they grieve. I had a pet, 16 years. I loved her. And guess what? My grief didn't take overnight either. My grief took several years. Even to this day, I still think about the great pet that I've had. So the grieving process, even in pets, is one that should be taken of high sensitivity. And pets, see, these are things that people, they may not know it. It's not more so, you know, they just don't know it. And if you don't know it, then you just kind of skirt around it. Well, people don't know that pets, when their counterparts die, when the other pets die, the pets stick around.
I'm talking about dogs in this perspective. They stick around. They stick around that body over that pet. They're grieving. And just like with the human, a pet grieve their human, grieve their loved one when they die. A pet will sit at the graveyard and don't move. And there you touch the grave, ready to bite you. Yeah. This is a dog, so to speak. And somebody's saying, oh, what's so big about a dog? What's so big about it? Well, why the hardship of being sensitive? Because just like Jesus have taken care of us, how pets have taken care and protected their loved ones. So I remember the story that was in the paper a while back about a pet had to go to the hospital, and the pet was behind the ambulance. The pet, when he got out of the EMS service, the pet was right there in the hospital. The pet was right there. Pet didn't go anywhere until a person came out the hospital. There was the pet. Pets do grieve. They grieve their loved ones, just like we do. So, I want to bring to attention that you don't like the pet, don't want to be bothered with them or nothing. And that's okay. But respect someone who do. Respect someone who do have a compassion for that pet, and that pet have compassion for them. Respect that. Because I hear people, I hear it, I hear it, I hear it. I hear people when they're talking about the pets, and they can say some cruel things about pets. Of course, people, they didn't, that the bulldog, so to speak, the pit bull. A lot of people don't like those kind of dogs, but they're with their masters and stuff. They're not thinking about you. Dogs are sensitive. They could pick up when you're scared. They could pick up and will come after you, of course, if they feel like you're gonna hurt them. Yeah, they will. They'll growl at you. Sure will. But people can say some pretty hurting things about pets when pets do grieve. And I'm just hoping, so to speak, that one be more compassionate in reference to pets that grieve. Hold on, I'll be back. Talking about the anchor.
I'm hurting inside.
Anchor.
I need some guidance. Yeah.
Let anchor
I'm too
be
weak right
your
now. I'm sorry.
go-to
I'm
Facebook group, great. Twitter, great. Contact, great. Let anchor be where you go for your next podcast. And it could be a podcast for yourself. Anchor. Anchor FM. Good app to have. I've been on Anchor for maybe 4 to 5 years. Excellent, excellent app that I must say that I really, really like the Anchor app. So get on today and check it out. Check out the Anchor app. Anchor sends you places. They send you places that other apps will charge you. They're still free. Hopefully they stay free. Because I'll tell you, I like my Anchor. And They'll monetize it. It's another good thing about the Anchor. Get on the Anchor app today and enjoy. Hey, I'm back to finish up talking about grief and pets. I just want you to understand that pets do grieve. One breath away from death. And the loved one of the pet does go to grief counseling. Because the hurt of a pet. Because the pet is passed. You know, I can hear somebody think that is just too much. But it's not too much. And then I can maybe someone else is, well, okay. Just passively just skirt it over. But I just want you to be aware. I just want you to be sensitive. I just want you to think that pets do grieve. And maybe be a little more aware of it. Be a little more sensitive to it. Because for the pet is hard, for the loved one is hard, grief is hard, period. Let's face it, everyone grieves something. Allow a pet to grieve. Some people don't do it because they don't understand it. Some people don't do it because they've never seen those roles that those pets play. But know that Jesus Christ is concerned about the pets. And we should be too. Dogs very compassionate. Cats very compassionate. They could be. I used to didn't like cats, but I like them now. I respect them. Yes, on today, have a heart for pets that grieve. Let them grieve. Let them. What am I supposed to think? Let them. Sure. Need to let them grieve. Hopefully, someone will get something out of this. In reference to grief and pets. Pets do grieve. You have a blessed, you have a peaceful, and you have a safe remaining of the day and of the weekend. Remember, grief and pets. It does happen. Blessings.